Look out now. I was a scrawny little kid back in high school. No muscles, no particular athletic aptitude. Just a tall, skinny teenager with a face full of zits and moved around the country a lot. Odd kid out. I ended up in a northern Wisconsin high school where the jocks ruled the roost. If we'd had a beach nearby, I'd have eaten a lot of sand. We had PE teachers who studied in the Herman Gebel School of Sadism, the sort of men who dragged kids out of the pool by their hair if they had hair enough to grab. The kind of Nazis who, on days when snow covered the tennis courts in the spring, would set up a game indoors they called casketball. It was hybrid between basketball and rugby. You got the ball, everyone could tackle you on the hardwood floor of the gym. Then the refs were expected to pile on. Kids got hurt a lot in that game. Naturally, the star athletes could sit the ordeal out. No need to lose a letterman to the instructor's gladiatorial instincts. One of my buddies got rammed into a volleyball pole and skewered badly in the face with a bolt protruding out of its attachment hole. The game, of course, went on after one of the coaches took him to the nursing station. The PE teachers would bet on their classes to win. At least, I think they'd bet on us winning. You might have guessed I hated PE, but not as much as I loathed the two stormtroopers who ran those classes. Every day we'd strip down and put on our little shorts and t-shirts, snug up our jock strap, and head out to some variant of humiliation. One fine spring day, we headed out to the baseball field for some intramural competition. Coach Mengele took his place at third base to play with us. Bored, I guess. Coach Mengele was about 6'7" and 250 pounds of raw Aryan meat. He had blonde hair and metallic eyes. If Arnold Schwarzenegger had been a star back then, this guy would have been his double in Terminator. I had played some baseball back in Georgia. My old man was a semi-pro pitcher, once got to pitch against Ted Williams. He would take us boys out in the backyard and show us how to hold a bat, field ball, pitch curve. Well, we weren't very good, but he always told us it was way more important to get an education than be a star athlete. We wanted to believe that, but how many honor roll kids get to be prom king? Maybe he just wanted us to be single all our lives, I don't know. But like I said, I'd played baseball before, and when I got on base the first day, I watched the Fuhrer over there on third base waiting like a giant spider for the unlikely possibility I would try to get past him. The kid at the plate slugged one into the corner of the outfield, and so I went tearing around second and headed for third. The outfielder had put the ball perfectly in line for a tag out where Arnold was blocking the base path. A huge troll who wasn't asking for a toll. He was going to bounce me back to second or swap me to right field with the baseball in his glove. I heard the ball hit the leather right after I drove at him in a slide, feet up, all 140 pounds of unmuscled boyhood. And I aimed at his ankle with everything I had. And surprise of surprises, the jolly green giant toppled onto his face as if Jack had lopped off his beanstalk. I slid into third safe and stood looking down at my tormentor. He scrambled around, wiped dirt off the side of his face, and for a moment, I thought he'd come up swinging. "You okay?" I asked Goliath sweetly. There are moments you will cherish the rest of your days. There are moments that you will look back on and think that right there was a turning point of some kind, even if you don't have the vocabulary for it. The stunned look on that man's face when he recovered himself, well, it was worth the humiliations of countless gym classes. If small victories don't mean anything to you, okay, I understand. But I can tell you, it changed the way that man thought of me from then until I left that backwash high school. Didn't change a thing, though, how I thought of him. Look out now.